This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments Monday in a case that could affect Governor Tony Evers' emergency powers amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The case challenges Evers' authority to issue multiple emergency orders during a single crisis. Evers has issued 3 emergency orders during the pandemic. The most recent one took effect in September, and it extended a statewide mask mandate. Attorney Matthew Fernholz argued on behalf of Wisconsin resident Jerry Fabick, who brought the suit. Fernholz pointed out that state statute limits a governor's emergency order to 60 days, and it's up to the legislature to extend it.
Governor Evers has conferred on himself the right to declare successive states of emergency for the same public health emergency. These orders represent an unlawful end run around the legislature's 60-day limit on the exercise of emergency powers.
The legislature has the power to throw out Evers' emergency orders, but it has not taken action. Republican lawmakers have been at odds with the Democratic governor throughout the pandemic. The attorney for the state, Hannah Gerse, argued that Evers should be able to respond to an ongoing, evolving emergency.
If, let's say, a foreign enemy declared war on the United States and Wisconsin was under the threat of an attack from that enemy in March and a threat of an attack in September, I think we would all agree that emergency conditions exist in March and emergency conditions exist in September. Even though those conditions are caused by the same enemy, and even though the war may not have ended in the middle, and the same is true here.
It's uncertain when the Supreme Court will issue a decision on this case and whether that decision will break down along ideological lines. Right now, there are 4 conservative-leaning justices and 3 liberal-leaning justices. If the court strikes down Evers' emergency order and mask mandate, local governments will still have authority to enact their own. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.